And today, a judge sentenced President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, to 36 months in prison. Cohen pled guilty to dodging taxes, lying to Congress, and campaign finance violations in paying off women who claimed to have had affairs with then-candidate Donald Trump in 2016. Today, at a sentencing, Cohen told the judge he took full responsibility for his actions, but said he felt like he had to cover up Trump's dirty deeds. NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing is here. Cohen's lawyers argued he shouldn't be locked up at all. The New York prosecutor recommended 3.5 years. The judge sentenced him to 3. Michael Avenatti, the lawyer for Stormy Daniels, one of the women in the case of being paid off, quickly jumped up to a microphone outside the courtroom and said, Michael Cohen is no hero for working with the Russia investigation because he belittled and called his clients liars. Who wins here?
That is a great question. I don't know who does win the situation, except to say that from Cohen's perspective, it could have been a lot worse, even though, as you suggested in your comments a moment ago, it could have been a lot better. He was looking at potentially a lot more time here, and this 3-year sentence is not going to be a picnic. He's also, we understand, going to have to pay fines and restitution as well and be on supervised release after he gets out of prison, but he could have gotten more time. So I'm not sure how you want to fill out the score sheet, except to say that things could have gone a lot worse for Cohen specifically today.
Well, what about the special prosecutor Mueller's investigation? That seems to come out on the winning side because obviously they got information and informed, you know, someone who worked with them is still serving time.
That's right. And the special counsel's office released some court documents last week that spelled out a number of things that they've learned from Cohen, although unfortunately for us on the outside trying to understand the story, a lot of those things weren't in the court papers. But they also didn't take a position on whether or not he should get the prescribed prison sentence that the other party in the case, the Southern District of New York, was asking for in its brief for the judge. Cohen had kind of two separate problems with the feds. He had one in New York City, which was being handled by SDNY, as we call it, and then we had the separate special counsel matter, which is based in Washington. Ultimately, this case was resolved today by the sentencing in federal court in New York City, but there's some suggestion by Cohen's lawyer and potentially Cohen himself that he could continue working with the special counsel's office. That's not clear, except to say that they want to make a clean breast of this if they can. They want to own up to what he's done and try and move forward.
The president first denied knowledge of the payments to the women. Now he and his supporters are saying this isn't important. What does Cohen's sentence mean to President Trump?
That's another great question. A lot of that depends on the actions taken by the Justice Department going forward. The plea that Cohen has reached implicates the president in what federal prosecutors say is a federal crime. This campaign contribution, they say, was in effect what was happening when Cohen made these payments. The president and his attorneys have taken the position that that wasn't against the law, and if Cohen did something wrong, that's on him, not on the president, because Cohen was an attorney acting on the president's behalf. We don't know the answer to that question, and we don't know what will come of it, because that could depend on the action of the Justice Department and the special counsel's office.
We also don't know what might have happened had Americans been able to know what these women were claiming and that they were being paid off in the run-up to an election. We don't know. NPR National Security Editor Phil Ewing, thanks so much.
Thank you.